Okay, so just like to start, just being mashlim, you know, yesterday shir with the Mar Mokom that actually Rav Akiva Willig pointed out to me, the Avi Ezri, right, Rav Shach. So just the context, the Rav Shach is coming to answer, right, the question of within Shitas Rambam, right? How, if the Rambam really holds that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema includes all three parshios, right? He reads Halachos Aleph through Gimel in line with the Aruch HaShulchan, in line with the Rav, that the pashas of the Rambam is that all three parshios are d'oraisa, but yet the Rambam in Beis Gimel, right? The Rambam in Beis Gimel, the pashas seems to imply, right, that the case of Shena is where your Yotze, even though the person falls asleep after Pasuk Rishon, and Mamish doesn't say the rest of the parshas. The obvious kasha was, if you hold that all three parshas are Doraisa, how can it be Yotze in the case of Shena, where the person only ends up saying one Pasuk? So you remember from Friday, from Erev Shabbos, right, the Rav in Igros Agrida, his Ma'ach, they're really two different dinim. There's one din of Pasuk Rishon, there's another din of Gimel Parshios, never says the Rav, your osik b'mitzvah, you know, or ones, you know, dictates that you're putter from the din of Gimel Parshios, but you still have the separate din of Pasuk Rishon. That was the Rav's mahalach. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri has a slightly different mahalach, and it's not super, super clear what he means. That's why I want to be, you know, present a certain hesber right now. And I think it's at a very important yisod, which is applicable, it's a very important, you know, lumdus idea that's applicable in several cases. So let's just see the key paragraph in the Avi Ezri, Dibur Maskel V'Nira B'Zeh. You guys see that on the second page, V'Nira B'Zeh. Let's just try to read it inside and then try to give, this is the photocopy. Ezra, do you have it?
V'Nira B'Zeh, Shitas HaRambam, Shesover, Da'af Shekol HaShor, Shvarshi Yotim, De'oraisa, V'Kemoshu V'Kulchan, V'Kulchanu La'el,
So already, right off the bat, is an important piece because he spells out what we've been saying before, this idea that even though the mitzvah is all about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, which is established by Pasuk Rishon, yet the Chiyuv extends to all three Parshios because it's all related, because the rest, the Shar Gimel Parshios, relate to the content of that Kabbalah, right? Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim is the belief, right, that's Pasuk Rishon. But then the Shar Gimel Parshios tell you, right, those concrete chiyuvim, which then, right, devolve upon a person as a result of that belief. So again, as he's going to say, if you just have the belief without the chiyuvim, there's something missing in your Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim. Okay. Right, and he spells out like all the themes of the first parsha, the second parsha, the third parsha, all again, all relate to the chiyuvim, which results directly from the emuna of Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim and the Pasuk Rishon. Now is the key line. Right, so if you don't follow up Pasuk Rishon with those chiyuvim of the Shar Parshios, there's a chisaron in the Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim itself, right? There's a chisaron in your emuna if you're not willing to now translate that theoretical emuna into concrete meisim, concrete chiyuvim that you're responsible to do. But, says the Avi Ezri, and this is the kicker, Chose, then Eino Yotze de Chovas Kriya Shema. Sh'af Kabbalas Al Machos Shemayim Ein Kan Right Me'achar She'Eino Omer Al Mahu Mekabel Machos Shemayim. So this is the Rav Shach. This is the Yisod of Rav Shach. That really the mitzvah includes all three, because if you don't have the Gimel Parshios, there's a chisaron in your Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim. But yet, he says, that the Gimel Parshios is only going to be ma'akev when you've been mazed, don't recite the Gimel Parshios. But if the reason why you're not reciting the Gimel Parshios is machmas ones, so then you're yotze with Pasuk Rishon. And the obvious question is really miman of shach. What is the chiyuv kriyashma de oraisa? Let's go with both. Good Mashach. If you say it's Pasuk Rishon alone, so then Gimel Parshios should never be Ma'akiv in even B'mezid. On the other side of the ledger, if you think that all three Parshios are part of the Chiyuv, so then even in the case of Ones, or in the case of Shena, in the end of the day, you didn't fulfill all three. So Mimon of Shach, according to Rav Shach, what is he saying here? Is the Chiyuv one? Is the Chiyuv three? Mimon of Shach, whichever way you go, it's hard to understand this chiluk between Ones and Mezid. Before we give a Hesber, he brings a Raya, we're not going to read it, sorry, the next paragraph from the Gemara on Yud Gimel and Bez, which we're about to do for our other sugya, right? Gabriel, do you remember what's the Raya from Yud Gimel and Bez? From the Manda Amar, Chozer V'Gomer. Right, again, just the background, is that according to one Manda Amar, right, Rebbe would finish all three Parshios, La'achar Zman. Right, so what's the Raya? Right, so you have to say all three, but yet you're doing it la'achar zmano. And the obvious question is, again, mimanav shach, if three parshios, if the gimel parshios are part of the chiyuv, so then you would need to say them bizman. And if it's not part of the chiyuv, so then you don't have to say them at all. Like, what's going on here? So I think what the Rav Shach is trying to get at, but he doesn't say it so clearly, is the following idea. And that is, that the positive requirement, the positive chiyuv, is limited to pasuk rishon. The positive requirement of a kriyashma is limited to pasuk rishon. So what's the role of the gimel parshios? The role of the gimel parshios is not a positive chiyuv. It's rather that if you actively don't say them, that's ma'akiv. So again, the geder advarim is as follows. The positive chiyuv kriya is limited to pasuk rishon. It's just that if you actively don't recite the gimel parshios, that's ma'akiv. And sometimes in halacha you have this idea where a requirement is not a positive requirement that you need to do it, but it's rather that you just can't actively reject it. And that actively rejecting it is going to be ma'akiv. And with this, we can explain what Rav Shach is saying. He's basically saying that since the positive requirement is limited to pasuk rishon, so in a case of ones, you said the pasuk rishon, which is a positive requirement, and it's fine because the fact that you didn't say the rest of it, that was machmas ones. So there was no active rejection of the gimel parshios, and therefore the lack of saying the gimel parshios is not going to undermine your kavos o machmas shemayim, because you would want to follow up your emuna with the concrete chiyuvim. It's machmas ones that you weren't able to do it. On the other hand, in the case of Mezid, where you actively don't say the gimel parshios, that's going to be ma'akif. And that's how we can understand the raya from Yud Gimel Mabez. We ask, what's this value of saying the gimel parshios la'achar zman? Again, if it's part of the chiyuv, you have to do a bizman. Answer is, the positive requirement of kriyashma is limited to pasuk rishon. And therefore, the only thing you need to say bizman is pasuk rishon. You just need to say it at some point, even la'achar zman, to show that your lack of saying it wasn't an active rejection of the gimel parshios, it was rather machmas ones. Oh, good. So, in the sugya, one example that comes to mind is the sugya of gerus, right? Let's say gerus has a number of different requirements, right? What are some of the requirements of gerus for a man? You have tzvila, and you have mila, and actually bizman based mikdash, there was also requirements of carbon. Excellent. So, different rishonim are trying to understand the nature of all these requirements. Do you say they're all positive requirements? Let's take carbon. One of the things that a lot of the achronim ask is, how can you have geirus la'achar zman beis hamikdash? You're missing one of the requirements. So one of the ways, I don't remember the Avdei Nezer says it, is that carbon is not a positive requirement. It's rather that if you have the opportunity to bring a carbon and you don't, that's ma'akiv. If from memela shelo bezman beis hamikdash, where there's no such opportunity, it's not going to be a problem at all. And some people say that's even pshat and mila. Because the question is, geirus for a woman or for a man, right? The question is, well, obviously, women don't have the mila. So the question is, are they two different tracks, right? If mila is a positive requirement, then you have to say there's a geirus for men, for anashim, which is mila and tzvila. And then there's a separate track for women, which is just tzvila. But the other way of saying it, and some achronim say it, is that no, really, it's all one track. Really, the only positive requirements for geirus is tzvila. It's just that if you have the opportunity to do mila and you don't, then it's ma'akev. So it's just, that's not shayach by nashim, but by men, if they have the opportunity to do mila and they don't, that is going to be ma'akev. Nafkamina in cases where men, either they're born, you know, nimol, or they already had, or, you know, meis achiv machmas mila, all these different situations where for outside factors, you know, the man can't do the mila, then it's not going to be ma'akev. And again, along these lines, is because it's not a positive requirement of mila, it's rather that the rejection of mila or the rejection of karban is going to be ma'akev. So you have this interesting, you know, construct in lamdas where sometimes something that appears to be a positive requirement is not a positive requirement, it's rather that just the rejection of it is ma'akev. And therefore, nafkamina in cases where you not doing it is machmas onis, or for some outside factors, it's going to be totally fine. Okay, so that's the, yeah.
I don't really understand how this helps with the
misasa. Oh, okay. So the misasa, the other example that he gives, because he's saying as long as you in some way, you know, reference those gimel parshios, it's fine. Even though you didn't do a maisa kriya, he's saying if the geder achia was to have kriya of all gimel parshios, then misasik is not begeder a kriya. But once it's just that you can't like actively reject the gimel parshios, so as long as you are misyaches to it in any way, even al yedei misasik or, you know, ba'alma, that's still going to be fine. Because again, the way we're saying it, it's not a positive requirement. It's rather that you just can't reject it. And he's assuming that it's not considered rejecting it as long as you are misasek in it in any way. You know, that's the way I understand it. Okay? So that was just the to tie up the Shena part of the Sugya. Now let's go to the last couple of potential nafkamina. Again, it's the last day in the Sugya of Kriya Shema Derabbanan Daraisa. Now we're going to go to two more potential nafkamina of Kriya Shema being Daraisa or Derabbanan. The next nafkamina is the case of Kriya Shema. Right, again, in Shacharis, the classic Kriya Shema takes place before Shemona Esrei. What's the other part of davening where Boaz, where we say Kriya Shema? Exactly, during Birchas HaShachar, right? As part of Karbanos, or slash the end of Tefillas HaShachar. And, right, the Torah is going to bring down this idea that, right, what is the, Eliel, do you remember what the Torah says? In a case where the minion is running late, what are you supposed to do with that Kriya Shema?
You should say Kriya Shema beforehand.
And specifically have in mind, when you're saying the Kriya Shema during Birchas HaShachar,
only to be, I say,
to be yotzei the chiyah. I mean, right, the tourist, right, quoting Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, in a case where, right, the minyan is running late, and you're not going to get to the later Kriya Shema bizman, so says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, you should recite the Kriya Shema during Birchas HaShachar with kavana to be yotzei. So the big question amongst the Farshim is, how much of Kriya Shema should you say at that point? Remember, you're going to say all three parshios later. So the right. So this ends up being a great litmus test for what is Kriya Shema Da'oraisa. Since you're gonna be Yotzei Chiyuv Kriya Shema Derabbanan of all three parshios later, so the amount that you have to recite during Birchas HaShachar is going to be a great litmus test for what a particular Shita thinks is the shear of Kriya Shema Da'oraisa. So right off the bat, the Reb Yehuda Chassid quoted by the Torah says how much of Kriya Shema do you have to recite at that point? Only first pasuk. Right? And the Beis Yosef is Medayik. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Chassid only recite one pasuk? So he says, "Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is aligning with his namesake, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who holds that only pasuk Rishon is Da'oraisa." So again, the first shita here of that you only need to do pasuk Rishon is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, quoted by the Torah. And the Beis Yosef explains that he's holding that only Kriya Shema, that only pasuk Rishon is Kriya Shema Da'oraisa. But other mefarshim are going to say you need to say more than pasuk rishon. Which shita says you also should say the entire first parsha?
The marshal.
Excellent. So the tshuva of the marshal, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham, the tshuva of the marshal argues that no, that you should say the entire parsha rishona. And there's some important lishonos in the piece. Let's take a look. Alicia, do you have it? It's the top of the second page of the Mar Makomos. This is the Shut HaMarshal.
Shadim Adiyah Lekrishma, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Shia Akra Lekrishma.
Lefichach, I don't think this is needed. It's like Lefichach Hanukhai, that's the Nusach HaTfilah. Oh. Right, he says, I think you should say the entire first parsha. Why? Interesting, I couldn't find that. He says, we saw Rabbeinu Yonah thinking, right, that the, Daftes, that the entire parsha, Rishona, is the Oraisa. I don't remember him saying that that's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's a Chiddush. Because even though Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Shema Yisrael Shema Kedah Shema Chad, Zuma Kriya Shema, it's a little of a dochak to say, there's a big dot, dot, dot in there that really includes the first parsha. But again, Marshal, she tells us to thinking that the entire first parsha is Daraisa, it tries to read it into Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The Ode is another factor. So there are two reasons to say the entire first parsha. Number one is because the entire first parsha is De'oraisa, and the other reason seemingly applies even if you're not using this Kriya Shema to be Yotze your De'oraisa. There's another factor that what? Because the bracha that you say after the Shema, you're talking about being Mekadesh, you know, Hashem Berabim. And what is, which part of Shema is Kiddush Hashem Berabim connected to? Exactly, the first parsha of the pasuk b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, right? B'chol me'odecha. This idea of being moser nefesh, even b'chol nafshecha, essential. So again, two reasons. So again, both because the entire first parsha is de'oraisa, and number two, the inyan of kiddush Hashem berabim is only referenced in the first parsha, but not the pasuk rishon. Now he has one more line. Oh, k'moshe kiddush, right? Based on Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef es Hashem. Fine, and one more line. But what's interesting about that line? Right, how does he characterize the entire first parsha? Roy Lomer Kola Parsha Shalmach Shemayim. That's a beautiful line, right? Marshal Lishitaso to holding that the entire first parsha to Oraisa. Why is the entire first parsha derisa? It's because he holds that the entire first parsha is an extension of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, right? Like we've developed in the past, because he thinks that Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim is not just the belief, but it's those, you know, chiyuvim of Avas Hashem and Talmud Torah, which is all about, you know, developing that relationship, right, with Hashem. So Marshal Shitaso to holding that the entire first parsha is included in the derisa characterizes the entire first parsha as the parsha of Malchus Shemayim. So again, so far we had the Shita of Pasuk Rishon being Doraisa in this context. That was the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Then we had Parsha Rishon being Doraisa. That's the Marshal. And now we're going to see who is the Shita who says you should recite all three Parshios. And remember who says in this context? Excellent, Prichadosh. Excellent, Aaron. So Prichadosh, again, Lishitaso, and he references that other piece that we saw. Would you mind, Aaron? Go for it. Prichadosh is going to say you should recite all three Parshios in this situation where you think that the minion is not going to get to the later Kriya Shema in time for Zman. V'tov Lomer?
V'tov Lomer Yisrael is Achar Shema Yisrael.
Right, that's the piece that we saw the other day, right? According to what I'm about to write later, that what? We'll get back to that line. Right, again, Prichadosh holds that Kriya Shema is two partials, but he holds that Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim is also Doraisa, so the total of three partials which are Doraisa. Fine, fine, fine. Just skip a line. You see the next period? Imroa. Bipiyutim, yeah. Right, so if you see that they're, you know, delaying, you should recite all three parshas. This works out for the Prichadosh L'Shitaso, two parshas Doraisa, and the third is Doraisa. Obviously, this would also be the Shita of the Rambam, right? And Tosos, who hold that all three parshas are Doraisa, Midin Kriyat Shema, would come out with the same thing. And L'Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, right? Again, this is all in Siman Men Vav. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Laman Aleph, Paskins this way, that L'Halacha, if you see that the minion that you're in is delaying, you should recite all three parshas. So Ad Kan, right? This Nafkamina, right? And you just see that there's a great litmus test for what is Kriyashma Doraisa Vadirabanan, the situation where you're going to be saying all three parshios later, but they're delaying how much of Kriyashma should you be reciting during Birchas HaShachar to make sure you fulfill your Doraisa. Yeah.
Was the Torah saying, in general, even if you're not going to be close to the Zman, just you're getting close to the Zman, just like every day you should do it?
You're saying was it Dafka b'makom Safek?
Yeah,
or is it
says Mishum Shapa'am and Pesha Osin Kirovet Misakvim and Kriyashma. But that sounds like sometimes that happens, so therefore always you should say.
Yes, again, the later Mefarshim say, we always put it in there because of some situations, but your Kavana, there's never later Acharim say this, but your Kavana, you should only have Kavana Latzes in the case where you suspect that you're going to miss it. But in the case where you think you are going to make it, then you should specifically have Kavana Shelo Latzes, because better to fulfill your Deraisa in the context of Birchos Kriyashma, which we'll get to later. But
is the Mishnah Berurah basically passing that all three are Deraisa?
So it's interesting. He's quoting the Pri Chadash. So in the Pri Chadash's version is that Midin Kriyashma only two parshios are Deraisa. The third parsha is Deraisa because it's a Chiyot Tzitzias Mitzrayim. So when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pri Chadash that you should recite all three parshios, it could be that he's just holding like the Pri Chadash. Again, the Shita would work out well if all three parshios are also part of Kriyashma. But again, for this Indian, there's no Nafkamina. Because if you hold that two parshios are Deraisa for Kriyashma, the third parsha is Deraisa anyways because it's a Chiyot Tzitzias.
But he definitely doesn't hold like one pasuk.
Exactly. It's clear the Mishnah Berurah is saying La Halacha, you should be Machmir the Shitas that at least two are Deraisa. That's for sure. Yeah, Yura. Oh, so we'll get to that. That's a big discussion whether Tanai and Mitzvahs work. Some people do say that. When we get to the Sugya of Mitzvah Shem, that Birchos Kriyashma, we'll see. Number one, if that works. Number two, is it worth doing it in the case of Safek? Because there is a counter pressure of the whole Birchos Kriyashma factor. But if you think that Tanai works, Achronim do say that in this context. Rabbi Yeager mentions this Tanai idea in this context. Bar Halacha quotes it. But not everyone agrees that Tanai B'mitzvahs works. Yeah.
But it always seems to be this if you're not going to make Tanai Kishma with the Seabor.
Yeah.
And all, we're bringing this because to see what they say to say during Birchas HaShachar shows what they hold.
Is Doraisa. Exactly.
Because what you hold Doraisa, just like I had to say was there, by the actual Shema, I had to say by Birchas HaShachar also.
Correct.
Meaning, you're being USA now.
But even if you hold it, you have to, you generally say all three partials means Rabbanan. But again, if you only think, like Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that Pasuk Rishon is Doraisa, all you need to say earlier is the Pasuk Rishon. Exactly. Okay, good. Yeah.
Well, why say it at all if we're going to make it in? Why say the Kriyashma for him at all?
So again, if you don't have Kavana, so then it's just, again, if you look in context, it's like Sipur Dvarim Ba'ama, to quote the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, right? Again, we're praising, it's really Tiferes Shevach, look, Klal Yisrael, they're Miyachet Shem Hashem twice a day. So that's not a Kiyama Mitzvah. You're just describing, B'nai Yisrael are so wonderful that they have this opportunity to say Shema twice a day. You're being singing the Shvachos of...
Oh, it's not saying Shema before... Shema.
You're saying, if you look at the Nusach, you're saying, oh, Ashreinu, Sha'anu, Mashkim, Marim, right? Omer, right? Shema Yisrael, Shema, Kamesh, Machad, right? That's just saying, oh, we're so lucky that we were able to say this Pasuk. But that's not a... Right now, I'm saying Hinini Mechunim Zuman Lekayim Mitzvahs Aseh. That's just you're offering Divrei Shevach. That's on a typical day. When you're running late, so then you're going to have in mind when you're saying that Shevach. When I say the words Shema Yisrael, I'm going to have in mind to also be Yotze the Deraisa. Okay, good. The final potential Nafkamina of right. Is a shear of Kriyashma Daraisa is going to be the issue of Zman Kriyashma carrying over to which other mitzvah? To Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim. And we're going to see in a moment, right, how much do you view Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim as a completely independent mitzvah? And how much do you view it as being integrated within the mitzvah of Kriyashma? Obviously that relates to the shear Daraisa, because if you think the Kriyashma Daraisa is Gimel Parshios, which includes and integrates within it Zechiyos says Mitzrayim, then you might find some integration. But if you see Kriyas Shema D'oraisa as being Pasuk Rishon, or Parsha Rishona, or maybe even Shtei Parshios, then Zechiyos says Mitzrayim is going to be a completely independent mitzvah, presumably with its own Zman, even D'oraisa. So let's see where this all comes up. Which Gemara does this all come up? The Zman of Zechiyos Yisrael Mitzrayim? Okay, but the Zman in particular. When I said the Zman, its connection to Zman Kriyas Shema is the Gemara in Yigimon Beis. Is the Chozer V'Gomer Gemara. Let's look at this inside. Right, this is the Maisa of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Very important Gemara and Yigimon Beis. We've seen the beginning for certain things, but now we're going to see the rest of the Gemara. Yeah.
If you think that
third parsha
is included, it doesn't necessarily mean because of the mitzvah
in Tzitzit. So, what I mean by that is that Tzadish we'll get to is like the Reb Chaim idea. That if you think that, that's what I mean. If you think that it's that all three parshios are daraisa because Zechira, Zechias, and Tzrayim is a chilek in mitzvah's Kriyat Shema, so then you're going to find this integration. Yeah, that's what I meant. We'll get the details as we go along. Okay, so the key Gemara for these purposes is the Gemara in Yigimon Beis. So let's start. Dovi, do you have it? This is starting with the Tanur Rabbanan. I'll start reading. You take over. Right, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zu Kriyas Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Right, what Pashas means that he held that Kriyas Shema D'oraisa is limited to Pasuk Rishon. Oh, good.
Amar the Rechia Lo Chazina Lei LeRabbi Mekamal Elam Mechus Shemayim Amar Lei.
Right. So one Talmud says to the other, I never saw Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, basically b'mkayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyas Shema during the Shir. Answers no. When he's covering his eyes, he said pasuk rishon. Oh, so now this is the part that's not okay to us. So what's this question the Gemara is asking?
You go back afterwards and finish.
He's like after the Shir is over, and she'll see in context after Zman Kriyas Shema, did he finish the rest of the three parshios and Birchos Kriyas Shema, which I'll get back to another time. Right, did he finish the Gimel Parshios and the Birchos Kriyas Shema? It's my focus. It's my focus whether he said the rest of the Gimel Parshios. Explain that. According to me, that he wasn't going to repeat Gimel Parshios later. So that's what did Rebbe do because of that?
What
does it mean? During the Shir, what would he do? He make sure that he'd pick a topic which is no geya to Yetzias Mitzrayim to fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because he wasn't planning on saying the third partial later, therefore he needs to get in his Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim at this point. But, Elo Lididach.
Elo Lididach, then, Chodron Gomra, Lamale,
Dure. You're going to say the third partial later. So then why go out of your way to mention Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim in the Shir? Oh, this is the key. Kedel Haskir Tzitzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. Because although he was going to say the third parsha, that was going to be after the Shir, which is La'achar, Sof Zman Kriyas Shema. He specifically wanted to fulfill Zechiyos Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bizmana. What does Bizmana refer to? This is the key Rashi. So you Rashi, do you want to call Bizmana?
Bizman Kriyas Shema.
So from this Gemara, you see that the Zman of Mitzvah Zechiyos Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zman Kriyas Shema. That's clear from the Gemara. What's not clear is what type of din is this? Is the application of the Zman Kriyas Shema to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is that just an inyan lechatzchila ba'alma and it's not ma'akev at all? Or no, is it ma'akev? Is it the ikar zman for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So that's going to be the subject of a big machlokas mefarshim, which is going to have an impact on the larger topic. So let's go through it. So the first sheet up is that the Zman Kriyat Shema is not ma'akev, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's only an Indian lichatzchila midrabanan. So which are the Rishonim who spell this out? That really, midoraisa, the Zman of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is all day. And this, the reference to the Zman Kriya Shema for Zechiyot Yetzias Mitzrayim is only L'chatzchila Ba'alma. Which Rishonim say this? Exactly, the Ra'ah and his Talmud, the Ritzvah. Right? So the Ra'ah, you don't have the Ra'ah handy? You got it, Ben? Now there's a key line. Says the Ra, even though really midoraisa, the zman of his yetzias Mitzrayim is all day, still it was a dinder rabbanan, right? Nichale, it's lichatchila to say it bizman kriyashma, right? But according to this, sounds like the mitzvah of zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah hayom. And therefore, midoraisa shayach all day. It's an only an inyan lechatzchila midrabanan to do it within zman kriyashma. We'll get back to. He doesn't explain what the inyan lechatzchila is about. He just says it's an inyan lechatzchila about midoraisa. You would be yotze all day. So not only does the Ra'ah say it, but is Talmud the Ritzvah also? Anybody have the Ritzvah? You got it, Alicia? See, oh, low again. Oh, so again, the same idea. Even though really Efshar Kula Yoma, even though Mida Oraisa, really you can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all day, right? Still, there was an inyan. We'll use the lashon of the Ritzvah. Kimish Kavua BeKrishma. I wrote to Omra. Right, it's better to say it with Krishma. So again, both from the Ra'ah and the Ritzvah, sounds like Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah de Oraisa, and it's only an inyan lechatchila. Therefore, to do it bizman Krishma. Anybody have any suggestions what the basis of that inyan lechatchila would be? Oh, so the more fundamental way to say it is that maybe even if that yisod is not true midaraisa, at least midrabanan, we want to, because Yetzias Mitzrayim contributes to Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim, at least the Chachamim wanted to get the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim within the Zman Kriyat Shema to highlight the connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim. That would be the more fundamental way of explaining the Din Drabanan. But again, there's also a technical way of explaining it. Yeah, that's
not that it's the Yetzias Mitzrayim that you're on the Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim itself.
Or we're not?
Meaning we're not saying then, I'm saying it's not that it has to do with the Yetzias Mitzrayim that it's for. The reason we say by Shema is because it makes the Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim or Shema all the more
great. Yeah, I think that's what Ben, is that what you're basically saying? Same idea. That's the fundamental of saying, but there's also, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think the technical way of saying it is that, let's make sure you don't forget, right? That generally these two mitzvahs come hand in hand. Generally, you fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as your third parsha of Kriyat Shema, and therefore, to make sure you don't forget it, we want to make sure that, you know that by the time Sof Zman Kriyat Shema comes, you fulfilled not only your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but you also fulfilled the separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it's completely distinct. But still better to do it at the same time, lest you forget it. So again, I obviously prefer the first one. But again, it is an open question as to, within these Rishonim, that it's not a Din D'oraisa. So this Din D'rabbanan, this Inyan L'chatchila, is that a fundamental Din? Because, we want it to contribute towards the O Malchus Shemayim, or is it more technical, just to make sure you don't forget it? Yeah.
How would they read the Gemara that it's Gomra? Like, what are you finishing?
You're being the rest of the parshios of Kriyat Shema and Birchos Kriyat Shema. Meaning the derabbanans of Kriyat Shema.
So when we start with talking about Doraisa and now we're talking about
That's a question. Meaning you fulfilled the Doraisa, right? You fulfilled the Doraisa by Pasuk Rishon. So the question is there a value, we'll come back to this later, is there a value to doing the derabbanans, right, if you already fulfilled the Doraisa? It's like an interesting general concept, right? When there's a Din D'oraisa and then there's a Din D'rabbanan on top of it, is there a value to do the Hosafa D'rabbanan right, outside the context of the original Doraisa. That's like the question of like Hidr Mitzvah, right? Is there a value of doing a Hidr Mitzvah when you separately were already Mekayim, the basic? That's one way of saying
it. It seems like the Lashon of Gomorrah is that it's, you've only done part of the thing.
Yeah, but on a Dzirabanan level. I mean, to be Gomer, the Mitzvah Dzirabanan. Yeah.
Once you're not being Mekayim with Tzis Mitzrayim with Bizman with third partial creation, wouldn't it be better to do it with Emes V'Yatzif? Because that's the right sense.
What?
Once you're not being Mekayim with the third parts of Kriyashma, shouldn't you just do the Zekhut Tzif Mitzrayim by Emes V'Yatzif?
But remember, in the Gemara, he's doing it through just Shmaitza. He's just doing it through Limud HaTorah.
Right, but when he's being closed, eh?
Oh. Well, interesting, but maybe because, I don't know, kill two men, because there's still a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Kriyat Shema, which includes the third parsha, so it could be to, you know, kill two birds with one stone type idea.
Maybe he died anyways, right?
Yeah. What?
Just like the Shagasar.
Yeah, meaning, yeah, like, again, sorry, important. The Chozer V'Gomer, according to Mendy, is not just the rest of the Gimel Parshios, it's also the Birchos Kriyat Shema after it. So you would be doing both. Yeah, Jack.
It said the rabbi. Said that's the first
parsha,
but didn't say, like, where is that from?
First
pasuk. First
pasuk. That's in the Gemara, you're saying?
The Rinyon of the Marshal.
Oh, that's what you're referring to? So one more time?
I was asking the source. Yeah, how do we know what he was accepting? How much did he say?
Oh, so again, the pashas of the Gemara, they only did pasuk rishon. But there's Rabbeinu Yonah / the Marshal, who say that, no, really, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Kabbalah's Olmach Shemayim that Rabbi Nasi did was really a partial Rishon. So the source for that is this Rabbi Yonah, which I haven't found.
It's Amud
Chafhei
in the Hazor.
Oh, okay. So okay, it is there, Amud Chafhei. And the Marshal. And the Marshal say that. Okay, good. So just to finish off, right, this first Mahalach, that the din of Zman Kriyashma for Zechirat Zias Mitzrayim is Na Ma'akev, which is an Inin L'Chatzchila. So in the Rishonim, you had the Ra'ah and the Ritzvah. Which other Achron did we read it, we sort of gloss over that line? Which? The Prichadash. If you pay careful attention to Prichadash in passing, when he was mentioning that he's supposed to do all three Parshios, right, he has this line, in the second line, it says, Afal Gav de Minatora Kol Yoma Zimnehu. Where he says, even though it really means the Oraisa, right, the Zman for mitzvahs, Zechiras, Zechiras, and Zerayim is all day, it's still L'chatzchila, right, to recite the third Parsha within the Zman Kriyat Shema. So the Prichadash, again, aligns himself with the Ritzvah and the Ra'ah, that this is just an Inyan L'chatzchila, it's not Ma'akiv, not Ma'akiv. And we also had the Shagas Aryeh, a little bit of a long piece. The Shagas Aryeh, throughout the piece, again, it's not directly talking about this Gemara, but he's talking generally about the Zman for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, anybody get a chance to, I don't know, it was towards the end of the Maror Makomos, Elio Sanders, did you get a chance to see the, what? A little bit. So what was the general Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh? What? That's not exactly like Kriya Shema.
It's a din b'fans, but it has to be after the tzitz. It's not like that.
Exactly. The main gist of the Shagas Aryeh is that because the drasha, again, what's the drasha Aryeh? What's the drasha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? L'man tizkores yom tzeischa meretz Yisrael kol l'rabos laila, right? So again, the Shagas Aryeh is very midayik that the word that the Torah is magdir, the mitzvah hayom as yom, and the Rabbanon and the drasha are magdir, the mitzvah at night as laila. So the Shagas Aryeh develops at length that these are, it's a mitzvah hayom and a mitzvah halaila. And therefore its zmanim should be similar to all mitzvahs hayom, which are dafka during the day, and the night version of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim should dafka be the zman of a laila. And again, Shai, when din needs laila, so when is the earliest time for that? Tzis, exactly. If you do a Benesh Mashal, so what is the status of that? That's Suffolk. So again, Shai Ari says, the din of Zechiras Yisrael should not be tied to the din, to the Zman Kriyashma, where, as we'll see in our next Sigya, is not exactly Yom and Laila. It says, no, because the Drasha is Yom and Laila, Therefore, it's a mitzvah hayom and a mitzvah halayla, and therefore all dinim of layla and yom should therefore apply to zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Shagazar, he doesn't say this explicitly, but memela come out that this gemara, which says that the zman kriyat shema, right, applies, you know, to the zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim hayom, that would only be an external din derabanan, because meikra din kol hayom should be fine. Yeah. Yeah, he's saying the oraisa should be kol hayom, and that gemara which limits it to the, you know, the first three shows of the day, says man krishma, that's going to be an external din derabanan, in line with the ra'up and the ritzvah and the prichadash. So again, akan is the first mahalach. We'll get to pause in a second. Akan the first mahalach of right the ra'up, the ritzvah, the prichadash, and the shaykes aryeh, right, that the zman Me'ikar Adin for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kol Hayom and Kol Halayla, and therefore this Gemara and Yigal and Beis of Zman Kriyat Shema is an external din on Derabanan. That would, again, all these shittos would work out nicely with those shittos that the Kriyat Shema, Mitzvah Kriyat Shema Daraisa is either limited to Pasuk Rishon, Parsha Rishon, or Shtei Parshios, therefore doesn't integrate within it the mitzvah, at least on a Daraisa level, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, Boaz.
The Kriyat Shema is unique because
the Shachar is Kamecha. Exactly. Especially Sovzman, yeah. We'll see. Sovzman Kriyat Shema Shachris is very much the shear of Gimel Shos is very much right. Tied to when people wake up. So that's a din in Uf Kumecha.
Right, because then after that you would have like all daylight time and night.
Exactly. So according to this first Mahalach, Mida Oraisa, you have Kol Hayom and Kol Halayla. Is man created? Exactly. Yeah.
On top, if it's a mitzvah like bifnei asma, like they saying, so then why is it tali and shouldn't be tali in zman kriyat shema?
That's what I'm saying. All these sheets that I just said, they're saying mida oraisa, it's zman is kol hayom, it's zman kol halayla. This gemara, they therefore explain this gemara which ties it to zman kriyat shema, that's only mida rabbanan.
So meaning mida rabbanan, it's.
Midrabanan, we say it's lechatchila. It's better to do it bisman kriyishma. So we gave two different pshatim. Is that technical? Just because you want to make sure you don't forget, or maybe midrabanan? You know, the rabbanan had this connection between zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim and kabbalas olmach shemayim. But according to this mahalach, that's not midoraisa. Okay. So this brings us to which rishon. We've seen this line a bunch of times. Which rishon seems to present that the mitzvah zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim is nichlal in the mitzvah of. Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema, and therefore it's to be subject to its dinim, even to be ma'akib, the Rambam. So this is the Rambam in, right, Aleph Gimel, right? So we read the Rambam one more time, a very important Rambam. Right, the Rambam introduces the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim only in the context of Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema. Ari, you have it? Says Ukrias, right? He meant Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halach Gimel. Exactly. So, right. So even though the first theme of mitzvah doesn't apply at night, but the theme of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim does, because we pass like Ben Zoma, Shenemar. Fine. Right, and the Kriya of all three Parshios is Begeder Kriya Shema, which you point out that Pashas means to Oraisa, and right, according to Lekuliyama, means this is what Nikrei is Kriya Shema, and therefore all the Dinim that the Rambam is about to say Mikano Laba, including the dinim of Zman Kriyat Shema, applies to all three Parshios. So the Rambam seems to say that the Zman Kriyat Shema carrying over to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim sounds like it's even Li'ikuva, it's even to be Ma'akev, that if you were to ask the Rambam, what is the Zman for the mitzvah de'oraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, he would presumably answer you, the Zman is the same as Zman Kriyat Shema. But let's just now analyze that.
Yeah, you put all three
together. Exactly. So, but we're going to see that there are two different versions of this. Right? Is this a din d'rabbanan or is this a din d'oraisa? So who thinks that the whole din, even for the Rambam, of Zechiras Asiyas Mitzrayim is only Midrabanan. Anybody get to this? The Or Sameach. So Or Sameach, when I had you see, it's the last thing on the Mamakomos. Or Sameach, again, is coming to answer the age-old question of why the Rambam omits the mitzvah Zechiras Asiyas Mitzrayim from Minyan HaMitzvos. So Or Sameach, in a very mechudosh way, says that the Zechiras Asiyas Mitzrayim for the Rambam is really only Midrabanan. And therefore, right, and because again, the Or Sameach has some diyukim, that there's no pasuk in the Torah which has this tzivoy of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim. Again, what's the lashon of Meir? What's the lashon of the pasuk for Tzias Mitzrayim? Or Laman Tiskur. And do you guys see the context? What's the context of Laman Tiskur? There's this idea of keeping Nisan during Chodesh Aviv. There's Karban Pesach. There's Matzah. There's Chametz. And it sounds like all those specific mitzvos are Liman Tiskur Yom Tzeis Chamei Eretz Yisrael. So Or Sameach says, on a pshat level, on a doraisa level, Liman Tiskur Yom Tzeis Chamei Eretz Yisrael Kol Yimecha Yecha. It's not an independent mitzvah. It's really just the tam for all these other mitzvos doraisa. So Or Sameach says, that's really pshat in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam doesn't count Zechirat Tzeis Yisrael in Minyan HaMitzvos, in Sefer HaMitzvos, because really it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. And therefore, Or Sameach says, oh, so the idea of this mitzvah of Zechiras Asiyas Mitzrayim being subject to the Zmani Kriya Shema for the Or Sameach is just on Midrabanan. That when the Rabbanan were being mitakin, this new mitzvah Rabbanan of Zechiras Asiyas Mitzrayim, yes, they were nichlal, right? They integrated it into the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but for the Or Sameach, that's only a din, the whole thing is a din de Rabbanan. Yeah.
Yeah, so the
Or Sameach gives other examples where you have that idea of like a Kol Yimei Chayecha being, being fulfilled even like cyclically. As long as you do all these different mitzvahs consistently, that's considered a. The Or Sameach is going to say the drasha comes from that. That's where the Rabbanan are coming from, but. Exactly, that idea. Exactly, that consistency versus constancy idea. That if you do all these mitzvahs throughout the year, that's going to keep you thinking about Zechiras Asiyas Mitzrayim, right, all year long. But on a Doraisa level, you don't have an independent tzivoy for it. Yeah, Tzvi. According to the Or Sameach, I'm not sure. I don't think he says in
his... Not the third.
Definitely not the third from the perspective of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim. If it's the third, it would be because of the old mitzvahs. So it's possible.
But he says that they're abundant tagged with a long Shema.
But this, you're correct, you're exactly. So you'd have to say it's less than three. Sorry, yeah. It has to be less than three. It doesn't tell you what it is, but according to the Or Sameach, again, this integration of mitzvahs Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim within the orbit of mitzvahs Kriya Shema to therefore have its Zman is only Midrabanan. So again, it's important, but again, for the Or Sameach, this integration is only on Dirabanan level because the mitzvah Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim for the Or Sameach is only Midrabanan, and for him, it's more of like a kol detikein rabbanan kein daraisa tikein. Once the Chachamim were vimetakein to have this third parsha, do a kein daraisa kein mitzvah Kriya Shema. Yeah.
Why does it have to be Dirabanan? Still, the main thing in the Rambam seems to be all mitzvahs.
But meaning, from the Or Sameach, it sounds like it's not mukhuch, but I think this is Tzvi's point. It sounds in the Or Sameach that the reason why the third parsha is subject to the Zman Kriyat Shema is because of the Din Derabanan. Because when they were metakin the Din Derabanan of Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim, then it's like Kein Daraisa Tikin, they put it alongside Kriyat Shema. If the third parsha was Doraisa because of all mitzvos, then you could have said, oh, it has this man Kriya Shema because it's part of mitzvahs Kriya Shema even on Doraisa level.
Are you saying it sounds in the Or Sameach not like that?
Yeah, it sounds like from the Or Sameach, that's what I thought, that the Zman, it's subject to the Zman of Kriya Shema on a Durabanan level. Once they were mitaking the third parsha, they made a Ka'in the Zman of Kriya Shema. Okay.
Third parsha is the Derabanan itself.
Sorry, you see the last line of the Or Sameach, just to finish up David's point, right? Is it the near Me'ad Gemara? See the third to last line on the page. Third to last line, it says the fourth word is after the commas, Dinira Me'ad Gemara.
Oh, third
place. Yeah. Dinira Me'ad Gemara Rambam. Dizmanim shel Yetzias Mitzrayim hu nichlal bizman Kriyat Shema. Ukmo shekasav v'gimel parshios elu hein al seder zeh hi nikreis Kriyat Shema. V'al zeh kasav kol halachos Kriyat Shema v'azmanim. Again, it sounds like he's saying, after what I just developed, that the Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim is a din derabanan, so that's how it got included in this, you know, in this total package of Gimel Parshas. I think that's the Parshas. Yeah.
Why did it say that once they were attacking it, once the Rabbanon were attacking it, obviously the Rabbanon, then the Zman was like also tagged on. I think to say that the Zman is the Rabbanon, since it's not, like, there's no explicit reason why you think it would be the Raisa. Like, how could you think it would be the Raisa if it wasn't just, like, tagged on? Why do we have to say that once they're making the whole parsha derabanan, and the Zman also not derabanan? Why don't you say that the Zman is derabanan because...
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's working backwards. We're just working backwards. I mean, the Rambam's Lashon implies that the Zman Kriyat Shema is fundamentally the Zman of its Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, why? So for the Or Sameach, the why is because when the Chachamim were being metakin this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were metakin it ke'ein the mitzvah d'araisa of Kriyat Shema. So I think we're just describing the same thing from the different angles, right? But we're going to see there's another way of learning it. But again, once we have it, the Or Sameach is a very big chiddush, because what's the biggest kasha on the Or Sameach saying that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only midi rabbanan? What? Yes, and have it, or the Gemara? The Gemara on Chaf Aleph calls it d'araisa, and therefore says Safik l'chumra. So the Or Sameach is a very mechudash way of understanding that. Anyone catch that? What?
Oh, yeah.
So a little louder?
He said that we treat it like a
derabanan. Exactly. He says, even though it's a din derabanan, he says, there are different types of dinam derabanan. Some dinam derabanan are siyagim, right? Or some derabanans are like for, you know, stories like Purim and Chanukah, which happened after the Torah. So those are treated like din derabanan, safek derabanan lekula. But this derabanan is a derabanan which stems from what he calls the hafakas ratzon habore, where it's like similar to the ritzvah's asmachta, where it's clear from the psukim that this is Ratzon Hashem. It's just that the Torah didn't create the tzivoy. So again, this is to Yudah's point. Because the pasuk uses the lashon of Matiskar as Yom Seischamer Yitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayacha. So although that's not an independent tzivoy midaraisa, but you still say that the Ratzon Hashem on a daraisa level is to constantly remember Zechirat Yitzrayim. It says the Or Sameach, also although the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitzrayim is a mitzvah derabanan, but because you can say it's like a kiyam daraisa, because it is mekayim the ratzon Hashem on a daraisa level, so therefore we treat it like a daraisa to have the din of suffik daraisa v'chumra. So it says Or Sameach b'chiddush, when the Gemara calls it daraisa, it just means le'inyan suffik v'chumra. But really, it's derabanan, which is being treated like daraisa, because it's not just a siyag derabanan, it's a derabanan which is stemming from the ratzon Hashem. Which is a big chiddush. Big chiddush. Okay. So this is the first way of explaining the Rambam. Which prominent Achron gives an alternative interpretation of the Rambam that it's even on a Daraisa level? This is the Rav in Lashirim Zecha Avimor. Not sure if everyone got to this, but the Rav beautifully develops in Lashirim Zecha Avimori, basically asks this question, right? What's this idea of this independent mitzvah of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim being subject to the Zman Kriyat Shema? Right? And it sounds like it's being subject even on Daraisa level. Says the Rav, this works out beautifully with Reb Chaim's Yisod. Right? If you take Reb Chaim's Yisod, Bidasa Rambam, that the mitzvah of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but it's rather a chelek in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So you can explain that even me to Oraisa, because the whole point of the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is to contribute towards the theme of Kriyat Shema of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. Says the Rav, with this we can understand why the Zman, even to Oraisa, of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will be subject to the Zman of Kriyat Shema, because Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim for the Rav, for Reb Chaim, is not an independent mitzvah, but it's really only a chelek in Kriyat Shema. And with this, the Rav gives other examples, right? This explains why, in other cases, we'll get to, this is really a good segue to our next sugya of Zman Kriyat Shema. Throughout the sugya of Zman Kriyat Shema, we're going to see that there are gemaras which establish you could be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema, right? The mitzvah Kriyat Shema of Laila, in times are not objectively called Laila, and you can be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris during times which are not objectively considered Yom. Right, and the Rav points out again whether it be mekayim daf beis, be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before Seis, or in the Gemara daf Ches we'll get to, which is be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Laila after Alos, even though officially it's Yom. The Rav points out in all these cases, find that mitzvah Kriyat Shema has a unique zman because of Shach B'chav Kamecha. But in all those cases, the Gemara never says, oh, by the way, make sure to repeat the third parsha of Vayomer to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim, B'yom V'Laila. Never says that. So says the Rav, in all these cases, you see that the Zman of Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim is directly tied to the Zman of Kriyat Shema, based on Reb Chaim's Yisod, that Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but it's all integrated into the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema. Yeah.
On the first
time, one more time?
When you said the Rambam is the last
person,
is that
Mizrabana
or
Isa?
Or that's the question?
For the
Orsameach,
it sounds like it's only
Dirabana. Okay, so the Rambam isn't clear because
Mizrabana. Again, according to the Orsameach, it sounds like he's thinking that's Dirabana. Well, the last Ta'ara. And this is actually Ari's Ha'ar from this morning. I'm not sure if people got to it. Just turn quickly to Yedzayin of this. Another raya to this Yisod, that the mitzvah Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim, sounds like a tongue twister, that the mitzvah Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim is tied to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Ari, would you mind? This is the first line in the opening Mishnah in the third paragraph of Mishnah Meso. So what does the Mishnah say? No, just the first line. The third paragraph, yeah. Right, there's an onin, right? Someone who just lost a close relative and in a state of aninus. Generally, you're putter from mitzvos during aninus. So it says you're putter from Kriyat Shema and from tzvilah and tzvilah and mikol mitzvos hamuras petor. So not getting into the details right now, but very important. Look at Tosos. You might as well putter mi Kriyat Shema, as Ari pointed out this morning. And what's the drush? Right, again, Tosa's saying, what's the makor that an onen is pater from mitzvahs Kriyat Shema? The pasuk of Laman Tiskur, Yom Tzeischa Meretzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayacha, is a fascinating drusha. What's the drusha? Yomim. Right? From this pasuk, you see that this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is only applicable at times where you're osik b'chayim, and not times like aninus, where you're osik b'mesim. But again, if you think about it, so the Tosfos is saying, a raya that you're putter from Kriyat Shema is from a pasuk from where? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, which works out beautifully. It's another great raya to Reb Chaim's Yisod, that only if you understand that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim integrates into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, could you bring a drasha, bring a makor for the Petur Kriyat Shema from a pasuk relating to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. If, however, you thought that the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim was an independent mitzvah, so then why would this drasha coming from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim shed any light on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? So it's a beautiful ha'ara. So this Yerushalmi quoted by Tosfos is directly related to this yisod of, just like the Zman Kriyat Shema carries over to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so to a petur from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to carry over to Kriyat Shema. We'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll start the new sugya of Zman Kriyat Shema.